Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Go through bidding.
And I don't believe that the words that he made Adam and Eve speak
female Adam and Eve. They were, you know, female and male. You know, male and female, but, you know, a subtle deceit, I'm telling you. The enemy comes in any kind of way he can to try to trick the bride of Christ from hearing the word of God. And that's what the enemy did. He came in the garden and he tried and he was successful to get Adam and Eve to disobey God. And we can see that happening today. People are no longer following the word of God. They are covering up their sin. And God hates cover up. No covering up, but giving up. Give up the sin that so easily besets you. I tell you, I mean, like I said, God already had put Adam and Eve in the garden, placed them in there, gave them instructions on what they could do and what not to do in the garden. Told them what they could eat and what they could not touch. You know, but, you know, just like your child, and, you know, when they're small, and you tell them don't touch that because it's hot, or it's a, you know, it could be a hot stove or something. You say, don't touch that, baby. It's hot. It's going to burn you. But, you know, you realize that that child is still trying to test you to see why is it that you don't want them to touch that hot stove because you told them that it's going to burn them. It's the same thing. God already knew when he put them in the garden and told them not to touch it because he knew that the enemy was going to come and it was going to burn them. I'm telling you, and that's what sin will do. It will burn you. It will take you to a place where you don't want to go. And that place where people are saying today that no longer exists, and that is hell. But we here at the Ready Churches try to contend for the faith that was once given to the saints, to the church, you know, and Adam and Eve, they disobeyed him. And what does disobedient bring? When you do something you ain't got no business, your children do something they ain't got no business, first thing they try to do is what? Hide. Try to cover it up. They either say the other sister or brother did it, or, you know, sin always want to cover up. Soon as Adam and Eve disobeyed God by listening to the devil, the serpent, that snake, that cunning, the subtle deceitness, what was the first thing they wanted to do? Was to try cover up. But I'm going to tell you, it takes more than leaves to cover up this mess today. It takes more than anything that you can offer or even find to cover up this mess today. But Adam and Eve, they decided they wanted to try and cover up. But I tell you today, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. He will not cover your sin, but he will clear you of your sin on today. The blood is the only thing that will remove the stain of sin from guilt and shame. That's where Adam and Eve were. They were guilty and they were ashamed of the sin of disobedience, of disobeying God. Sin has to be dealt with. And it's important that we deal with it. You know, you have to deal with sin. And Jesus came to deal with sin. sin will destroy your life. Sin comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life on today. So whatever your sin is, you have to deal with it. How do you deal with it? Whatever it is that's driving you on today, to sin, deal with it. How do you deal with it? You have to confess it, turn up it, and turn from it. That's how you deal with it. You know, you may say, you know, well, whatever your it is, your it could be your family using you, or something on the job, or sickness, or my lust, drug addiction, sex addiction, whatever it is, deal with it. Maybe it's something somebody said to you, or, you know, or something somebody did to you years ago. Deal with it. You got to talk about it, you know, and then pray about it and give it up to the Lord. You see, there are two words that will ruin your life. And that's, you know, hiding and being afraid. And that is to cover it up. Two words that will ruin your life is covering up. Covering up what? Sin. Yeah. Think about it today. The first thing Adam and Eve did was let fear grab hold to them. And they wanted to try to hide and cover their skin. You know, they're trying to hide the trees in the garden. But I tell you today, there isn't any tree that's big enough, tall enough, or round enough to hide your skin. And on today, because God sees you, He knows exactly where you are. He had placed Adam and Eve in the garden, so He already know where they were. You know, and you know where you are today. He wasn't talking about physically, because He placed them in the garden. He already knew where they were. He wanted Adam and Eve to recognize where they were spiritually, because they were being exposed. They were naked. They realized that they had sinned. So soon as you realize you sin, the first thing the enemy wants you to do is to cover up. Cover your sin. He placed fear on them. And we're not, you know, made to bear or to cover or to carry fear. Fear brings sin. Sin brings doubt. Doubt brings unbelief. Unbelief brings separation. Separation from who? From us and God. Sin brings anger, bitterness, no peace. Sin brings hatred and jealousy and selfishness. I just can't get it all together. And the only way and the only one that can free you today and bring us back to God is Jesus. Only one can bring you back, get you back in your rightful place. Because God had placed them in the garden. He wanted them only for Himself to worship and to glorify Him. He made man for His own self to glorify and to worship Him. And so God will handle whatever your it is on today, confess it and Don't try to cover it up. When you repent, you must believe he will and has cleansed you from all unrighteousness. From all the dirt that you've ever done since you've been born. Because you see, you were born in sin. You came with this nature. You came with this dirt. We saw this day. So we repent, we must believe he will and cleanse you from all unrighteousness, all the dirt that you've ever done. The devil condemns you, but God frees you. And remember that God had already had fellowship with Adam and Eve with them before they tried to cover up. Remember, Adam and Eve heard God's voice. He asked them, "Where art thou?" Let's read Psalms 58 and verse 3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, weak and lying. So the word is saying right here that as soon as you're born from your mother's womb, you go astray as soon as they are born. So you're born with this wickedness on the inside of you. That's why Jesus came to restore us back where Adam and Eve fell. He came to restore us back. Let's go to Genesis 3 and verse 8. And it says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, in the middle of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden." So that's what I was talking about when I said that they went and tried to hide themselves behind the tree. There isn't a tree big enough to cover your sin on today. Verse 9 says, "And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?" So here we see that God was asking Adam, "Where are you?" Now, see, he knew where he was physically, but he was saying spiritually, because you have disobeyed my voice. You have disobeyed my instruction. It was already placed in the garden for a specific duty of what to touch and what not to touch. But they met that subtle deceit. The devil come and whisper to them and to change their belief system, which the church has today. Let the enemy, the serpent, the devil come into the church and change their belief system. And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was what? Afraid." See, the enemy comes to bring fear once you've done something that you know you're not supposed to do. I know a lot of these leaders know that they feel so bad about what they have done, but they're so afraid of what people are going to say or think or feel about them, because they're so afraid to just confess that I messed up. Hey, I messed up. I done the wrong thing. I made the wrong choices. And just ask God to forgive them and get up and let's move on. Because I was naked. He said I was afraid because I was naked. And I hid myself. Nobody else did it. He hid himself. A lot of you pastors today, they're hiding. They did it themselves. You know, but they're so, you know, afraid of their big name and fame and stuff too. You know, they don't want to repent and turn and say, "Hey, I messed up." But they want to keep covering up. You know, and the word of God says, "He that covers the sin shall not prosper." You know, so even though you may feel like you're prospering as far as, you know, what this world has to offer you, the fame and, you know, your name and, you know, and you're writing books and all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, you get all that stuff here on this earth that ain't going to do you any good when you stand before a just God one day. You know, let's go to Revelation right quick. Revelation. I mean, it is just so sad. I feel so bad. Let's go to Revelation 12 and verse 9. It says, and that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. Where we live at? On the earth. So the devil was cast out here on the earth, and he and his angels were cast out with him. See, the devil always wants to take somebody with him. See, this the word of God said, a third of the angels fell. So you got people that get all hooked up into angels and stuff. Well, it may be a fallen angel talking to you, so don't get hooked up with angels. Keep standing in the word of God and stand on the promises and stand on the name of Jesus. He said, everything you do, do it in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, the enemy was cast out here on the earth, and he deceived many believers that was once what you once believed, you no longer believe. The spirit of deception is really flowing in the land. I mean, there is deception everywhere. That subtleness, deceit. I'm telling you, the seducer is here. He seduces the body of Christ, and it is just so sad. We see here that one time Adam, you know, had fellowship with God. He, you know, he was doing everything he was supposed to do. That's why God, you know, didn't want to be alone when he placed woman in the garden with him, so he wouldn't have to be alone, you know. And Adam remembered, and he remembered he had heard God's voice before, but he was afraid because he was naked. He was exposed, you know, and that's what we're here today trying to get people to recognize where you are. You are being exposed, you know. You are trying to cover up your sin. You know, the word of God told, you know, the body of Christ not to get hooked up. The state and the church should not be hooked up. These people just got tricked with this 501c3, this faith-based money that Bush offered to the church. You all remember they were offering all this money to the churches. If, you know, people took the bait. Some of these pastors took the bait, and when they took the bait, they didn't want to go alone. They told other ministers, and then they got them hooked up. And then they took the bait, so now all of them have the bait, and now they're all hooked up and tied up and tangled up and don't know how to get out. All you got to do is just, you know, confess that you were wrong. You're leading people down the wrong road. When you look at these churches, they like casinos, you know, like, you know, you go to Las Vegas. I mean, they got games in there, and enemy's doing, he's playing games with people's mind. You know, he twists their thinking to believe that what was wrong is now right and what is right is now wrong. You don't do the stuff that they're doing in the house. It's a shame. It's an abomination. When you look around and see all the things that take place in God's house, get the strangers out. Get the filth out of God's house. I mean, the best thing for you to do is just close up the church and go open up a club, because that's what exactly the way the church looks. Why even, you know, correlating the two together? No, come out from among them and be separate. These people and pastors and stuff, they were just like Lot's wife. You know, God told him to take his family and leave. Lot's wife still has some stuff inside of her that she didn't want to give up. That's why she looked back. That's why Jason and all these pastors looking back and going back, because they still had eyes of hate and all these 70 singers that was in secular singers, worldly singers inside of them. And that's why the church is where it is. I mean, they got games they're playing in the church that you play out in the, you know, in the world. When you wasn't saved, you gambling, you know, and that's what you exactly what you're doing right now. You're gambling with your life, Russian roulette with your life. The enemy wants your soul. He wants to kill, steal, and to destroy you. But don't let him do it. He's trying to rob you of God's blessings that he has for you. He has great and mighty. I mean, that Kirk Franklin House of Blues. I mean, they drinking Bloody Marys. It's just so much. You got same songs that we did back in, you know, before we got saved. I mean, back in the 70s where people were doing drugs and singing these songs and looking like this, and they got the church throwing up gang signs and the house of God doing the sixes and the double signs. I mean, everybody can look this stuff up. Wake yourself and shake yourself and get back on track. Come on, deny yourself, deny your flesh. That's what's wrong. Adam and Eve did not deny their flesh. They let the enemy talk to them and, you know, and tell them that they could be God. Oh, come on. Don't let the enemy do this to you. Shake yourself and wake yourself. And like I said, the church should have never allowed this stuff to take place now. Let's go to Ezra, chapter 6, I believe, and probably 51st. It says, you know, Ezra chapter 6 and verse 7 says, let the work of this house of God alone. This is what they were supposed to do, was just continue to preach the word of God and not let the state and the government, all them come in and change them for some money. They sell for filthy lucre for money. What would you give them in exchange for your soul? Leave God's house alone. Leave his work alone. We must get back on track. Come on. Yeah, you messed up. Now, you know, these people, these pastors, they're making Bibles, trying to change and keep you away from the true and living God's word. They're making their own Bible so you can put down the real word of God and pick up all this poison. It's going to poison your system, going to kill you, going to steal and destroy your life. Don't let them do it. You know, I'm telling you, seeing what grace and what people are doing today, they're trying to run from the presence of the Lord. Where is it that you can hide from the presence of the Lord? The word of God says you make your bed in hell. He's there. That means that he's there to get you out of whatever situation you're in. You know, if you make your bed there, he'll get you out. There's nothing too hard for God, you know. But you got to make a decision. You got to make a choice, you know. And the decision that you make can cost you, you know. Believe you me, pain is in it. You know, somewhere labor pains is in it. Like a woman in travail having a baby, pain is in it. Heart pain, or worration. The pain is in it. There is some pain. God has greatest plan for a man or woman when he placed them in the garden. He had great plans for them. But sin brought no peace. And sin brings no peace to you. It brings condemnation. You know, it brings separation. The way to sin is death. You know, it cuts us off from the presence of the Lord, the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. That's where your peace comes from, him. That's the only way you're going to get peace is when you get peace in Christ Jesus, when you give your life to him. You know, in Deuteronomy 28:15 talks about what sin brings and what happens when you hang out with sin. It brings a curse and brings weight. And we weren't made to carry weight. It says, you know, casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. You can't carry no weight. Deuteronomy, you know, 28:15 talks, you know, about, you know, the blood will free you. Free us, you know. It'll free us from fornication and adultery and sexual sin. I mean, God see you even on that internet all night, you know, looking at porn all night. And you know, even on some people say, well, I don't deal with MySpace. Well, you still get some people that still own that MySpace. But I tell you, every space all around about you, believe you me, it belongs to the Lord. You ain't hiding nothing. And on this YouTube all night, yeah, you too can be saved. You too can be delivered. You too can find out who Jesus really is. Yes, you too can be set free from every stronghold and every bondage that's trying to hold you. You know, stop looking at this so-called church world, because, you know, this is not God. Let the blood free you. Let Jesus Christ's blood free you. Let it remove the stain of sin from you. Don't you know that the children of Israel, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. That's a long time. You know, to be wandering around, don't know which way to go, don't know which way to turn. And that's where the church is today. They are back in the wilderness. I mean, it is just so sad. And some of us, you know, and I ain't going to have 40 more years. I mean, 40 more years? You may not have 40 more years. You might not have 40 more days than here, you know. But Jesus brought the children of Israel out of their sin, out of bondage, out of being tied up and yoked up with, you know, in bondage. He brought them out. He done brought us out from the world of sin. And we were born into that. We were born into slavery. We came with that. You just got to be reading it in Psalm 58. We were born in this. We were born with wickedness on the inside of us, you know. But, you know, the same way he brought them out of the wilderness and brought the children out. Israel out of wilderness, he will bring you out, you know. So because when you're in bondage, these things, they bind you and they deceive you and enslave you. He brought the children of Israel out from sin. He brought them out from being yoked up and tied up. He brought them out. He brought them out to stay out, not to go back in, not to be bound up again and bound up again and being deceived again. He brought you out. God don't want to bring you out and to take you back in. He wants you to go on, you know, and see what the end going to be for this thing, because there is going to be an end, you know. But these people are playing mind games, you know, on this battlefield. Yes, they are. They're playing mind games with you. You know, they got their, they got you compromising with this world system, doing what they're doing. And we're not supposed to do what the world is doing. Everybody's just doing whatever they want to do, you know. But you know what's right from wrong. Come on. Even a child knows right from wrong. But because you just don't want to give this mess up and want to continue to do what the crowd is doing, you know, and just doing what is wrong. Nobody want to be an outcast, you know. Everybody just want to be with everything, and you don't want to be separated. You don't want to do something different, you know. You don't want to be looked at as different and called out and talked about. No, you don't want none of that. But look at what Jesus went through. He was whooped. He was beaten. He was spit on it. He was mocked and talked about and abused and mistreated. And you talking about you want to be like Jesus? Oh, no, and you can't even stand somebody talking about you. You know, folks don't want to be like Jesus. They thinking about Jesus, thinking about being like Jesus, but, you know, with their mouth from their lips, but their heart is far from what they thinking about. You know, it takes something to deny your flesh. It takes something. You know, it takes, you know, the Spirit of God to deny your flesh, you know. Because, you know, this flesh been dealing with sin ever since it got here. You know, it's been lied on. It's been mistreated. I don't know about you, but I've been mistreated. I've been abused. I've been misused, you know, by your family members and different ones all around about you. But God never left me. He's been my best friend. He's the love of my soul. You know, he's blessed me, you know, physically, you know, he's keeping me, and he brought me out, and I'm going to stand. I'm like a palm tree. I don't know about you, but I'm like a palm tree. I can grow around anything, you know, and I won't bend, and I'm not bound, because I'm like the Hebrew boys that was in the fiery furnace, and sometimes there's been some fiery situations in my life, and I know there's been some fiery situations in your life, but just like Jesus was in the fire with the Hebrew boys. He's been in the fire with me. He's been in the fire with you. I know you've been through some things. I know you've been in some hard places, and, you know, you've been in some hot spots, you know, where, you know, smoke didn't burn you. I mean, it don't smell like you, the smoke that you've been in, you know, and so you don't even smell like smoke, you know, but you've been in the fire. I've been in the fiery situation, and I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. I tell you, God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And we just need to just recognize that you can't cover up. Don't try to tell you to hide yourself. Deal with it. Be honest with yourself. The only way you're going to get freedom is in Christ alone. You know, you can't get freedom off your mama, off your daddy, your brother, your sister, but you have to get free for yourself. It's just like sometimes you may say, now, this is one thing you want to sign up for yourself. You're going to have to sign up and go do it for yourself. You know, sometimes you may say, you may have some documents that you can get somebody else to go sign for you. You know, you can get them, authorize them to go sign for you. But this is one thing right here that you can't get nobody else to sign for. You got to do it for yourself. You know, it's only one way to get it done, and it's through Jesus Christ. It's through Him Himself. He's your life coach on today. I'm looking and I see the different ones talking about Juanita Bynum is their life coach, and Oprah is my life coach. And, you know, it's just so much foolishness out here. They're going to different people, was it Yana or whatever, the clock, the pace system going up there, talking about, and it's talking about fix it. Well, I'm telling you, Jesus is the only one to be able to fix any and everything for you, and it stays fixed. I'm telling you, when Jesus done it, it will be well done. And you can hear Him say one day, well done, thy and faithful servant. You need to hold on to God, change your hand like never before, and cry out to Him and open your mouth, because the mouth, the power is in your tongue. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. You need to just shake yourself and speak out. Open your mouth and say something so people can know that Jesus really is real. He's still. You know He's real because you can tell your testimony of what He's done. He's done. Nobody else could do it. He brought me out. He set me free. He kept me. He's keeping me. And He's keeping you on today. I'm telling you, I get so excited when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me. My soul, I don't know about you, but my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. I thank God for delivering me. I thank God for keeping me on today. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. I can truly say today, my soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. I don't know about you today, but my soul loves Jesus. And, of course, He's a wonder in my soul. I pray today you will not cover up no more your sin, but you will go forward. You will not look backwards on today, but you will keep your eyes on the cross of Jesus Christ. Keep your mind and your eyes focused on Jesus in this last hour. We see the signs of judgment all around the violence. Oh, yes, get in a hurry. Run for your life. Oh, yes, you better run because the enemy is on your trail. But we thank and praise God for the blood of Jesus that covers on today. No more cover up, but let it go. You can call us right now at 818-691-7304. You may call us at 818-691-7304. The chat line is also open for those that want to get on the computer and don't want to get on the phone. But you can call us right now at 818-691-7304. I tell you, God is good, and He's worthy to be praised on today. I think we have a call. Hello, are you there? Hello? Hello, praise the Lord. Thank God for you calling.
Hello.
Hello, praise the Lord. Thank God for you calling.
Hi, this is Sister Barrington, and I just wanted to say I just thank God for your message. I thank God that you're teaching the uncompromised word of God. There's a lot of people out here who need to hear that. A lot of things going on in the world, and the word is being twisted and turned to make it seem what they want it to seem and not what's really in the word of God, and I just thank God for that.
I thank God for you, too. I tell you, yes, there is so much going on. The church is no longer the same. The house of God is no longer the same. The enemy is bringing in all kinds of different doctrines and teachings. And we must continue for the faith that was once given to the church. We got to continue to stick with the word of God. They got all these new Bibles coming out. I think I read it's like 27 Bibles, probably more than that now. You know, preachers are making their own Bibles to take people away from the true and living word of God on today. So we must keep our focus, and I thank and praise God for you calling today. God bless you.
God bless you.
Love you.
Love you, too.
We have another caller.
Hello, Coach Lady.
Praise the Lord. How are you?
Oh, my God, I'm blessed. Thank the Lord. I just want to say thank you for sharing the word on today, and thank God for the true living word of God. And like you were saying, and this is